From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. The Department of Justice wants a federal court case over immigrant children in Collier County schools to continue, but the school board wants the case thrown out. The lawsuit involves teens who say they were not admitted to local high schools because of their age and limited English skills. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
The DOJ filed a document in court saying the families have shown the school board violated parts of the Equal Education Opportunities Act and the Civil Rights Act. The lawsuit says when six teenagers emigrated from countries like Haiti and Guatemala, they were all denied admission to schools or directed to adult English learning classes. They say this deprived them of equal educational opportunities protected by law. The Southern Poverty Law Center represents the families. The center's attorney, Michelle LaPointe, says cases like this are popping up across the country.
The DOJ has taken an interest in these cases because the policies of schools like Collier County that deny enrollment to English language learner students and immigrant students violate federal law.
The complaint also says almost 400 foreign-born minors in Collier County were in English classes instead of regular public high schools. The school board disagrees, saying they're legally allowed to send them to English learning classes because of language barriers or limited education. It says students would likely succeed there instead of regular high school. The school board also points to a countywide policy that says the kids are too old to attend high school. The school board's lawyer and the DOJ declined to comment for this story. All parties are waiting for a federal judge to rule on whether or not the case moves forward. Topher Forges, WGCU News.